Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in on Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Wayne Moore is a 49-year-old woman, I'm sorry, man who reports he was injured at work on 8/31/22. Appeared at that time he fell down while unloading a truck. Appeared the dock plate slipped and he fell in between the door and the truck. Appeared this involved his left leg. Appeared the left knee hit the edge. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his left knee and right shin, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of tear in the knee. Period. He underwent an MRI of the knee at Pennsauken Radiology that reportedly found this. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Moore was seen at WorkNet on 9/1/22. Appeared he was pulling a pallet of the truck, off the truck when a pallet he was standing on fell down. Appeared he landed on and hit his left knee on the corner of the dock. Appeared he noted immediate pain and stiffness. Appeared he denied prior injury to this area. Appeared exam found moderate swelling and severe tenderness over the left knee, with no ecchymosis. Period. He had difficulty bending his knee. Period. Had significant limping secondary to pain in the left knee. Period. There was superficial abrasion and mild ecchymosis noted at the left lower extremity as well. Period. There was no tenderness of the left ankle. Period. X-rays of the knee showed no acute fracture. He was diagnosed with left knee contusion, abrasion, and right leg puncture wound. He was updated on his tetanus and placed on modified activities. A topical antibiotic was distributed, and he was quickly referred for an MRI of the left knee. Period. He returned on 9/8/22, reporting some improvement since the injury. He had not yet undergone the MRI. Period. He was beginning to have a secondary infection about the right lower extremity. Period. He was placed on oral antibiotics. Period. He continues to be monitored at WorkNet over the next several weeks. Period. As of 9/21/22, they noted the results of left knee MRI. Period. It showed prominent edema anteriorly and prominent prepatellar bursitis. Period. Quadriceps and patellar tendinosis with very small partial tear, comma. There's contusion at the lower pole of the patella. Period. There was small subtle peripheral tear of the medial meniscal body and small partial interstitial tear of the ACL. Period. He was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph on 10/24/22. He was seen by Dr. Kanarek, K-A-N-A-R-E-K. Period. He had no significant swelling of the left knee with no bruising or deformity. Period. There was exquisite tenderness over the inferior pole of the left patella. Period. She reviewed the images of the MRI. Period. She diagnosed left patella contusion and sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament. Period. She recommended a hinged knee brace and limited activities. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. Kanarek followed his progress, running through 1/30/23. Period. He was doing much better. Period. He was recently diagnosed with primary thrombocytosis blood cancer, for which he is undergoing low-dose chemotherapy, unrelated to the work injury. Period. Clinical exam. Found he ambulated without the hinged knee brace with a normal walking pattern. Appeared there were no other abnormalities identified. Appeared Dr. Kanarek then released him to work full duty unrestricted as of 2/2/23. For a final diagnosis of anterior cruciate ligament sprain. Appeared he also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he showed this evaluator pictures of his lower extremities on his phone. Appeared he showed an abrasion on the left shin, more so than the right. Period. Extremities lower. He had mild tender palpation at the left superior patella and lateral joint line, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. On 8/31/22, Wayne Moore fell at work, injuring both of his legs. Pretty was seen at work that the next day, where x-rays were negative. Pretty was found to have some soft tissue injury, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He remained symptomatic and eventually underwent an MRI of the knee to be inserted here. But he also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Kanarek, who placed him in a hinged knee brace and had him continue local wound care. Period physical therapy was also provided. Period as of 1/30/23, he was doing quite well without any clinical abnormalities. Period new paragraph of the current exam found he ambulated without a handheld assisted device and did not have antalgia. Period. He had full range of motion of both lower extremities without any crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability. Period. He only had mild tenderness palpation at the left knee. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg or right leg. Period. That on both legs he sustained contusions that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. The abnormal findings on his MRI were incidental to the subject event and do not affect him functionally at this point. Period. End.